Hi, I'm Suzanne Hemmett of Collective Herd Coaching, empowering professionals and entrepreneurs with the wisdom of the collective herd. In networking, as in life, there are three kinds of people: those who wait for things to happen, those who make things happen, and those who wonder, what the heck happened? A catalyst is someone who makes things happen. Think of all the catalysts that you know. Who's the catalyst in your home? Who's the catalyst in your office? Who's the catalyst on your favorite sports team? What would it take for you to become a catalyst for your business and your network? Well, let's look at the characteristics shared by catalytic people. Initiative. Catalytic people don't sit still waiting for things to happen. They make things happen in all areas of their life. These people see the idea first and then take action. They're leaders by nature. As networkers, they stay alert for problems to be solved and then they spring into action to help solve them. They operate with a get it done now mentality. Intention. Catalytic people operate with intent and are goal-driven. They create their own luck. They can clearly define their purpose and goals. As networkers, they learn the goals of others in order to help people get to where they wish to be. Confidence. Catalytic people have confidence in themselves and the players on their team. They have positive attitudes. They see the glass half full. Their confidence and positive outlook is contagious, and they tend to bring out the best in other people. Motivation. Not only are catalytic people motivated themselves, but they can motivate others to perform at their highest potential. They excite others to contribute, sharing their energy and excitement through words and actions. They genuinely and deeply want to help others succeed. Becoming a catalyst takes initiative, intention, confidence, and motivation. Don't wait for things to happen, or worse, wonder what happened. Be the catalyst in your network. Make things happen for other people, and you'll motivate them to make things happen for you. Thanks for listening, and to learn more about the Collective Herd, go to collectiveherd.com. That's collectiveherd.com. Until next time, this has been Suzanne Hemmett bringing you the wisdom of the Collective Herd.